I'm Laura Winters. Former President Trump speaking in South Carolina Saturday night at the Silver Elephant Gala. This comes after speaking in Montgomery, Alabama Friday night after his third indictment.
Every time they file an indictment, we go way up in the polls.
Attorneys for Donald Trump are expected to respond to a motion that pertains to a post he makes on his social media platform, Truth Social. Correspondent Chris Caraggio with the very latest.
A federal judge is giving former President Trump until Monday to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order that, among other things, will protect future witnesses. Smith filed the motion Friday night after Trump posted on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." The post appeared one day after Trump was indicted on four counts related to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The former president has until 5 p.m. Eastern Monday to respond. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Turning now to sports, baseball, the billionaire owner of the New York Mets sending a letter to season ticket holders apologizing for his team falling far short of expectations. Correspondent David Folk Thomas on the story.
The New York Post reports Steve Cohen sent the letter on Saturday, assuring the team's most stalwart fans that despite the recent trades of several of the Mets' best players, that the team's future was bright. Cohen says the plan is to field a competitive team next season, despite trading away stars like Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer for younger prospects who will take time to develop.
At the box office, Barbie nearing $1 billion in sales.
The film is set to earn $54 million in its third week in North America and will cross $1 billion sometime this weekend. Barbie will take first place for the third straight week, although the battle for second is up for grabs. New films Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, and Meg 2, The Trench, along with Oppenheimer, are projected to make around $29 million each this weekend. I'm Julie Ryan.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
To Florida now, where the police chief in Orlando expressing frustration after a career criminal shooting and wounding two police officers Friday night. Correspondent Rory O'Neill with the very latest.
Fortunately, the two injured officers are expected to recover, but Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith has had it.
These officers are out here every day protecting our community. They put their lives on the line every day to keep us safe.
Police later tracked down the suspect to a hotel in Orlando's tourist district. The hotel was evacuated Saturday morning and the suspect killed after exchanging gunfire with SWAT officers.
In USA News for Your Health now, the FDA approving the first ever pill for postpartum depression.
On Friday, the FDA announced the medication is safe for women to take if they recently had a baby and are now experiencing postpartum depression symptoms. In clinical trials, women who dealt with anxiety, depression, low energy, trouble sleeping, and guilt had improved symptoms as early as 3 days after the first pill. The FDA is still considering whether to approve the pill for clinical depression as well. I'm Brad Siegel.
It's great news for folks looking to get rich. Not one ticket hitting the Mega Millions Friday night, so the jackpot growing to more than $1.5 billion this Tuesday. The numbers to check for those smaller prizes, 11, 30, 45, 52, 56, and Mega Ball number 20. Tickets are $2 each. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.